Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso. And I'm here today to talk about four very special young people, members of scout troops here in East County who helped to save a woman's life recently. They are Adriana Castro, Wyatt Holcomb, Sierra Holcomb, his older sister, and Patrick French. And I have two of these remarkable young people here with us today on the show. Welcome, Adriana and Wyatt. Thank you for being here.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. Wyatt, tell us what scout troop you're in and how old you are and where you live.
I'm in scout troop 355. I am 17 years old and I live in Jamul, California.
Jamul, very good. Mm-hmm. And you were 16 years old when this occurred, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes, I was 16.
So. Okay. And your scout troop is located in?
Spring Valley.
Spring Valley. Mm-hmm. Very good. Adriana, how about you?
I am 16 years old. I live in Lemon Grove, and I'm part of Venture Crew 1833 in El Cajon.
Very good. And you were?
15.
15 years old when this occurred. So I want to take you back to the date of June 8th, 2013. The four of you were down there for graduation in the family, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You were walking along the shoreline, enjoying the view, the beach, and then tell us what happened, Wyatt.
We heard somebody yelling for help, and we looked over, and he was like, call 911. And we saw the door to a car open. It wasn't parked all the way straight in the parking lot. And a woman was passed out on the street, and she had an injury.
So this was a fisherman who found her and didn't have a cell phone and needed somebody to call 911.
Yes.
So, Adriana, what did you do?
I always have my cell phone with me, like a normal teenager, but I got it out, and I called 911, and at first I couldn't get through. We were in kind of like a hazy area, so my service was kind of spotty. Wow. And then I was going to call one of the adults that was with us on my phone and ask them if they could come down, but my phone locked from calling 911.
Wow.
But then eventually I got a call from 911, and I explained to them what was going on and asked them to send paramedics down here to help the woman.
Very good. But you guys didn't wait for paramedics to arrive. With the scout training that you had, all four of you had some first aid training, I understand. So what happened next?
Well, what happened is first we kind of like scanned. We went into what we call scout mode, mm-hmm. and we decided like what needed to be done. And when I saw her having trouble with her phone, I was like, I'm a cross-country runner, so I decided to run and get my dad, who is a deputy sheriff.
Wow, so this victim really had the right combination of people in the right place at the right time. You're a cross-country runner, and you ran to get your dad, mm-hmm. the deputy sheriff, because obviously this woman was bleeding severely, and at some point I guess it became obvious to you that she'd been a victim of a crime or some kind of an attack, correct?
Yes.
And I should add, listeners, that to protect the identity of the victim, we've been asked not to disclose details about her name or the details of her injury, because this case may yet be coming to trial. So, you have an older sister who was also there. Tell us about her background. Sierra.
She's kind of been, before I was born, she was the one that my dad always gave all the survival training and the first aid to. So she's kind of like, she always says that they wrote Hunger Games after her.
Okay. So she not only had scout training, but I understand that she is also an active member of a local CERT team, which stands for Community Emergency Response Team. So again, this fortuitous combination of just the right people at the right time. So what did Sierra do to help?
She kind of took charge and went up to the woman and was administering first aid.
You were there also at this time, Adriana, while Wyatt was off running to get help.
Yes.
And I understand you were talking to her. She was conscious. Is that correct?
Well, she was partially conscious. Like, you could definitely tell that she was kind of out of it. Mm-hmm. But both Sierra and me started out talking to her. But then we noticed that there were adults and kids that started to line up. And they had all their phones out taking pictures.
Instead of helping, they were
They were just like, just standing there not doing anything. But Sierra and me started out helping her. And then,
so you were able to find out, I understand, who she was, her name. You were asking her questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you guys were taking vital signs too, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Sierra took her vital signs.
And what kind of shape was she in, other than?
She wasn't in a very good condition. She was really pale in the face, and there was a lot of blood loss.
Now, at some point, a male nurse came onto the scene, I understand.
Yes.
And then what happened?
There was a male nurse that was down there, and he came over, and he had his first aid kit, and handed it to Sierra, because the woman didn't seem very sure of men being around her, so Sierra was taking care of her.
Right. Some of her injuries, I understand, were in areas where they had to access private areas, remove some clothing to get a look at the injuries. And
yes.
So it speaks very highly, I think, for Sierra's skills that, from what I understand, the male nurse that was there actually stood aside and allowed Sierra to administer the first aid and said, I'm here if you need me, but it might be better if you take care of this.
Yeah, Sierra, she seemed like she had it handled, and I made sure that she didn't need anything from me at the moment. And me and the other boy, Patrick, we're dealing with crowd control and, like, keeping the people back and asking them if they could please take the children away so that they didn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure that, like, cars that were stopping to help, like, telling them that we got this covered, like, they can just, like, keep driving instead of making, like, a traffic jam.
Very good. So then what happened when Wyatt, when your dad, the deputy sheriff, got on the scene and when the ambulance finally arrived?
Yeah, by the time we arrived, the ambulance was showing up, so we just kind of went to the paramedics and asked if they still needed help. They said that they handled it, so they put her in a gurney and put her in the ambulance and left.
Now, we also have with us Kelly Holcomb, who is the mother of Wyatt and Sierra. Kelly, you must be just so proud of these young people.
Oh, of course. Of course. They're amazing. They're just amazing.
Now, first of all, I need to ask, do you have any update on this victim? Did she survive these terrible injuries?
Well, she was in the hospital while the police department contacted us. She did survive, and they did say that because of these four kids and their scout knowledge, that they were attributing her survival with their quick thinking. She is doing well, as far as we know, but because of the possible trial, we really haven't had too much contact.
Very good. Well, that's very good news that she survived.
Yes.
Thanks to the heroic actions of these four young people. And for those who are wondering, by the way, the Venture Scouts, the two young ladies involved in this story are involved in, is actually a co-ed troop. That's something new from back when my son was in Scouts years ago, but we certainly learned that the survival skills and the first aid skills that they teach in Scouts can be so valuable, a skill that really more and more people need to know, because you never know when you might be the Good Samaritan that happens onto a what could have been a tragic scene. This had to be a really traumatic experience for all of you, you know, seeing all this the blood and this severe injury. How have you been coping with that? Was it difficult to get through that?
Well, not really. I mean, they did offer us afterwards, like, trauma treatment, but, I mean, the rest of the people at the party didn't even know because we went back and, you know, started roasting marshmallows like nothing ever happened.
Wow, so you were very stoic about it without going through the counseling.
Yeah, I mean, definitely for all of us, it most likely, like, a shock, because you see a woman, like, blood, and it's like, whoa, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't really, like, traumatic. It was just shocking, I would say.
You just went into that sort of automatic pilot of what your training had taught you to do. And I understand, Adriana, that this was not the first time that you've been called on to help in an emergency situation.
No, well, my grandma, she has diabetes, and there has been a few times where she has fallen unconscious. So me and my mom and my family, we've had to go to her house and call 911 and make sure that she's okay. And over by my house, there have been quite a few car accidents. I've gone out and made sure that they don't need anything, and the cops are right down the street, but just made sure that everything and everyone was okay.
Good for you. So you're really a pro at this by now. Okay. So Kelly, what are the two scouts that aren't with us today, what have they gone on to do since then, Patrick and Sierra?
Patrick is actually at St. John's University in New York studying theater.
Very good.
Sierra works at Big Five and is going to Cuyamaca and Grossmont and is looking at joining the United States public health service to be able to maybe go on to Indian reservations and give a little bit of medical help to them, and she wants to give back more than she already has.
Fantastic. She sounds like a marvelous young woman.
Sierra is also part of Venture Crew 1833 mm-hmm. and is now an advisor because she aged Excellent. Out at 21. And Patrick, both of them, they are not here because they're working at scout camps in leadership capacities. That's their what they do in the summer.
Very good.
So that's why they're not here.
Now, we have saved the best news for last, and that is that these four scouts are being honored with a very special honor. Wyatt, can you tell us the name of the award that you're receiving?
The award is called the Medal of Merit. It is the second highest award you can get in scouting.
Correct. And this is being presented to all four of these young people here. To put that in perspective, in 2012, which is the last year before this event occurred, there were only 126 Medals of Merit awarded in the entire United States. And cumulatively, since 1945, when they began giving out the Medal of Merit in scouting, there's only been 6,229 of these awards presented. So on behalf of East County Magazine, we really want to congratulate all four of these wonderful young people for their heroic actions in saving a life.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Very much. What are you planning next? What are you going to go on to do?
Well, I was thinking for a while to go out for the United States Marine Corps and maybe share my scout knowledge with the Marines.
Yeah. Very good. Well, they can certainly use people with some medical skills in the Marine Corps.
And I'm also working on my Eagle project, which I'm hoping to get done by October.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations and good luck on that. As I say, my son was an Eagle Scout, and I know exactly how much work and how much effort and dedication it takes to achieve that level.
Thank you.
How about you?
I'm a senior in high school right now, so definitely like looking at college applications that start being due in October. But I'm looking at going up to the University of San Francisco and pursuing my dreams of becoming a writer with creative writing and journalism.
Wow.
And I'm actually coming out with my own book at the end of the year for my senior project Wonderful. For my school.
Very good. And I know Wyatt has shared that he's working on a history project as well and has an interest in journalism. So I'd like to invite both of you to get involved with East County Magazine and bring some of these wonderful stories that you have to share with our community.
I would actually like to add one thing. I know it's going to be cheesy, but...
That's okay.
She was like, oh, you can't just ask me to prom. You have to do it in an extraordinary way.
That's and right. We forgot that the two of you are boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I know it's cheesy. I know this seems like it would be in some kind of romantic comedy, but you said go extraordinary, and when am I going to get a chance to be on the radio? So, I know it's not for, like, another year, but would you go to prom with me?
Yes.
All right.
Well, there you go. You heard it right here on the East County Magazine show. Very good. I think that's the first time we've played matchmaker on the show, but there's a first for everything. Congratulations. I couldn't see a better matchup either than the two of you. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here today on the
thank
East County Magazine show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.